hear myself. Should I be able to hear myself?
I can hear you.
Oh, I turn my mic down too low, maybe. I want to.
Almost live from a very cool corner in Midtown Sacramento.
Somewhere
it's
in between.
The Nate Darling Show. Featuring Ted Sampson and Christiana D.
And Becca.
Now, push your earbuds in a little deeper. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. We haven't been able to cut a new open yet. Whoops. Sorry.
Okay.
I just threw Becca in there myself.
That was awesome. Seamless.
Ha.
Very
April.
DIY.
Yeah, thanks. As April Fool's Day as we record the show here. So coming up, the sex ed classroom where you can't say vagina, the lady who doesn't fight fair, plus the big hubbub over Jim Carrey. We got a lot of that stuff going on today. First of all, let's settle in, gang, and say, how's everybody's week? Ted, how was your week?
We had a good week. Becca and I had our very first Passover Seder at
yeah.
our house.
Yay.
It was pretty good. It was a trial run for next year if we decide to have more people over. So Becca knows what it's like to partake of the bread of affliction. No, she'll just like to be a Jew now, so it's pretty cool.
I partook of some of the bread of affliction this afternoon with some, yeah, it was good.
Can't stop. That's matzah.
It's
for
a snack.
Okay.
Snack of affliction.
Yeah.
Bread of affliction sounds terrible.
I know.
Doesn't it? But you know what's really terrible is vegan potato kugel.
Wow.
I discovered this. I never had an actual potato kugel, and I found only one recipe online, which should have been a red flag because there's a lot of vegan blogs out there. And if you can only find one vegan recipe for something, it's probably like, I don't know, a quack.
You shouldn't do
situation.
It.
Yeah. So we made vegan potato kugel. I made it and it was awful.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. But, you know, it's, yeah, I get an A for effort or an E. Take, pick a letter, but you get it. It was a nice try.
I love kugel.
How about a Y for effort?
Yay.
G for grease.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Traditional Jewish fare is kind of oily.
First time I had kugel, it was as a side dish to lobster. Is that weird?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Because well, you can't have, you're not supposed to have shellfish, right?
Exactly. It's a
kosher I was dating
thing.
A guy who was very concerned about taking me home to meet his mother because I wasn't Jewish.
Oh.
And
I'd
get
yeah.
there, and she was a lovely woman, not at all the monster he had described, and she served us lobster. It was Rhode Island, so it's very, I mean, like, I think that's what you do there is you eat shellfish and wear khakis, but...
He was worried that you weren't Jewish, but they're bringing out the lobster.
Right.
I'm curious.
It was weird to me.
Yeah. Rhode Island, the one New England state I have never set foot in.
Ooh.
So small.
It's
so easy to step foot in and right through.
Little trivia about me. Never been to Rhode Island.
Right.
It's nice. It's full of Rhode Islanders.
Mm-hmm. It is the basis for Family Guy.
Yeah, that makes
is it
good. Yeah.
And the home state of Walt Gray from the Eagle 96.9 FM here in Sacramento.
Yeah, no
Ooh,
idea.
Nice plug for Walt.
Yeah. The Walt Gray Show, weekday mornings from 5:30 until 10-ish, I think. 9 or 10, sometime in there.
Featuring Nate Darling.
Yeah, I've been on the show a few times.
Yeah.
Making fun of stuff.
Nice.
That's what I did.
For a change of pace.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's not like me at all. This weekend, I had a weird weekend. I've got, behind the apartment here, we've got gated parking. And I came home for lunch on Friday, and my remote to open the gate worked great. I came home from work on Friday, and my remote to open the gate did not work at all.
Oh.
And of course, it's after the office is closed, and it's Easter weekend, so there's no... So I've had to park on the street all weekend. It was very, very troubling.
Uh-oh. Hobos everywhere.
Yeah.
Did your car make it?
Yeah, my car was fine. My car was fine. Unlike Nick Pettigrew, I can park on the street in Midtown and not get my car stolen.
What a gift.
It's only when you're driving and then furniture flies at your car.
There's that. There is that. But the other thing I do when I have to park on the street is, unlike our friend Nick Pettigrew, I put the club on my car just to be on the safe side, which I would have thought he would have done after the first time someone stole his car. But apparently not. The other thing this weekend is I walked over to the Red Box at the Safeway. I'm going to add the to things that don't need it. I finally saw Argo.
We saw the Argo.
The Argo is great.
Saw the Argo. I agree. I really
because
enjoyed
the
Argo.
The Affleck is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The Affleck did well in that.
I liked it a lot. I was a little disappointed at the... And I don't think this is giving anything away, but the people who were there to be rescued were a little bit uncooperative with the Ben Affleck when he went to rescue them. I'm like, listen, people, I know it's the 70s and you're supposed to be contrarians, but this guy is here to get you out. Why are you being so cranky with him?
Yeah, seriously.
We don't have a chance of getting out. Well, why don't you try riding a bike to the border, dick? The other thing I noticed is in the 70s and early 80s, glasses, even for men, were gigantic.
Yeah, those are coming back, though.
Oh,
I do not
please
like
no.
that as a revival trend.
Please, no. Don't do that. The other thing I rented, because the Redbox suckered me, because I'm ready to check out. I've got the Argo all set, and they're like, would you like to rent a second movie for 50 cents off? And I'm like,
Of course you would.
Of course I would. I mean, a Blu-ray is $1.50, but if I can get it for $1, that's like two movies for under $3. I am in. So because there was somebody like in my peripheral vision, I didn't feel like I could browse quickly enough. You know that
Uh-oh.
Feeling?
You panic selected.
Yeah, and I picked Flight with Denzel. Have you guys seen Flight yet?
Only the sock puppet version on the Oscars.
Nothing of the Flight.
It's a lot of drunk Denzel Washington.
I'm not allowed to watch things with airplane crashes.
Oh, okay.
See previous show.
Okay, yes. Don't. It's depressing. It is so depressing. And you know what? Here's the worst part. It gets more depressing after the plane crashes. Like, the plane crash was the best part of the film.
Spoiler alert. I don't know. Maybe
it's not really a spoiler alert. We know the plane crashes.
Well, it's called Flight, not Crash. How are we? I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Crash was taken.
And by two different films.
That's right.
One about social commentary and one about having sex with accident victims. I don't know why you'd make that movie, but okay. It's true. Both of them. So Flight, very depressing. Denzel, of course, turned it a good performance, but very depressing. Argo, I would highly recommend. And my copy of Ted that I bought via Amazon after clicking through NateDarlingShow.com, of course. I got the Blu-ray DVD digital copy version for $20, which is a hell of a deal, by the way.
Boy.
And I watched that again, and I love Ted. I just do. It's Aww. Just such a fun movie.
Oh, damn it.
Well, I enjoy your company as well.
But I'm no talking drunk teddy bear.
He wasn't drunk the whole time. He was high part of the time.
Okay.
One of the things, since we're recording on April Fool's Day, every year Google does something April Foolsy because they're so clever and funny. And this year, did you guys see what it is this year yet?
I saw two things that they did, actually.
Did they do two, or did they just do one?
One was stealthy, but the scent one I saw.
Oh, okay.
I saw just a roundup on the news, and I liked Gmail Blue.
Yeah, that's the one I saw. That was fun.
Yeah, the big thing is, because if you just go to the Google page, it's like, have you tried Google Nose? And if you click it, it's Google Nose beta, of course. Smelling is believing, and they give you a link, which I haven't bothered to click, to try it now. It's the new sensation in search. Coming to your senses, go beyond type, talk, and touch for a new notation of sensation. Your internet sommelier, expertly curated knowledge graphs, pair images, descriptions, and aromas, which means you need to be really careful when surfing porn.
Oh.
That's all I'm going to say.
Stanky. Back in the early internet days, a company actually tried to do fragrance over IP, and they made it's like a printer-like device with different kind of smell, like smell vials. And it sounds like smell vials. That sounds weird, but just like, you know, it's like interesting, like melding scents together to make new scents, the way you meld colors together to make colors. So it was a nice idea, but never took off.
I was actually wishing for that just today for the first time ever. I wished a computer could communicate a scent because a writer that I really like, Michelle T, has written a new book about mermaids, and then some independent fragrance designer has made a perfume inspired by the book. And so she was like, oh, the perfume came out, this literary mermaid perfume is for sale. And you know, I'm looking at it going, do I want to buy it? Like, I mean, independent perfume, you can't just go to Macy's and like have someone spray it at you. Like, how do you know what it smells like, you know?
Yeah, I have no idea.
You just always go by the celebrity endorsement. Like,
yeah,
do you want to? You like the author, so you should want to smell like her product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas other people might want to smell like a Kardashian.
Yeah, oh. Michael Jordan.
Or I spent a lot of time wanting to smell like Debbie Gibson when I was, you know,
electric
11.
Youth.
Oh yeah.
Wow, oh, yeah. that sounds awesome.
It does.
Oh. Wow.
The example Google gives is wet dog, aggressive and foxy with notes of musk, wet towel. People also sniffed lemon, horse manure, car exhaust, locker room, and spring morning.
Fantastic.
So nice job, nerds. You managed to get through April Fool's Day. How do you guys feel about April Fool's Day in terms of joking and stuff like that? Because I'm kind of over it. I've never been a huge fan of practical jokes because anything good could get you arrested now.
Anything good?
Yeah, anything that's like really good could get you arrested for like harassment or at least fired.
That seems like a limited view of what's good.
It seems that way, but it's not really true.
I did openly laugh this morning at the Today Show where they had a guy who was dressed as like a couch cushion. And he had bolsters on his arms. He sat down and then they got people to sit on him and he would like hug them and freak out.
That sounds like harassment. I see what you're saying there.
Yeah, that's sexual harassment.
That sounds funny though.
Kind of funny.
Sexual harassment.
I like
Panda.
That should be a sound drop.
Thanks, South Park.
Yay.
I like clever.
Okay.
I still like clever ones. They're still so. I thought the Twitter one I thought was funny where you have to buy your vowels.
Oh.
Except that it went up yesterday.
Oh, lame. Maybe there
before
different...
it was. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they rolled it out for different times.
They probably rolled it out for Greenwich Mean Time or something like that.
But it was
British people.
I don't know.
A good jape, as they say.
Some of them are more clever than others, but you can't get away with. I did a couple years ago. I did the like I'm pregnant one on Facebook, which you know most people know me kind of already knew.
That's not how you'd announce it.
I almost lead with like I'm never having kids again. But I felt bad because my in-laws were like, "That's how wonderful! We're so excited for you!" And I'm like, "Oh no, that's terrible."
It's a clever joke.
And then I had to call. Then I had to call and be like, "Okay, I wouldn't. If this were true, I wouldn't let you find out over Facebook. That's
right.
Terrible." And then I just got their like grandparently hopes up and dashed.
One of my friends on Facebook changed her birthday to today. Which is kind of a bullshit move because she was like one of four people with birthdays today, actual birthdays on April 1st.
Oh.
And then then at like noon, she was like, "Ha, my birthday's not actually today." And I'm like, "I'm going to let this one by because you've hooked me up with wrestling tickets before."
Oh.
And you will again.
I did my April Fool joke about 30 minutes ago where I said that after living in NorCal for over a decade now, I was finally deciding to embrace the home team life, and then I put like a little hashtag beat LA.
I
had some people who were like, "Oh, yay, about time!" And I'm like, "Come on, please."
Yeah, that's hella cool.
Yeah, right.
Good job. Good Giants.
Yeah, sorry, hecka.
My
cool.
LA people were like, "No, that's April Fools. It's not even funny.
That's hecka
that's
cool.
Too far. Too far."
start throwing heckas at them. Yeah.
The hecka.
That was a hecka April Fool's joke.
It was.
The thing about April Fool's jokes, I don't like the ones where you really have no way of knowing it's a joke. Like the ones where you're like wondering, is it true or not? And they're fun. That's good. But just like changing your birthday. I mean, how do you know it's not fun.
Yeah,
it's just kind of silly and annoying. So.
Yeah, because I don't know everybody's birthday. I rely on Facebook very heavily for that.
Me too.
Like my close friend, my really close friends, and not even all of them. I mean, I've got an idea of roughly when it is, but you know, I can get it down to like the week. But I'm not going to necessarily, good. But like I know you guys, it's like right around Christmas. Okay,
Ooh.
Now I can start looking out for, it's time for Christiana and Ted's birthday right around Christmas.
And Becca's.
Well, Becca wasn't part of the show.
New Year's.
But now you know she's New Year baby.
Oh, that's right. Exciting.
Yay.
And I knew I didn't have to know because it was on Facebook. So stop doing that, people.
But that's, you know, now that I think about it, it's great because if I'm ever having a really bad day, I'm going to change my Facebook
change your birthday.
Because it is nice that everybody like pops in your page.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen,
like,
though?
Hey,
if you do that, one of your a-hole friends is going to just be the first one on going, "It's not your birthday. Your birthday's in December."
It's going to be you, isn't it?
No.
Oh,
but thanks for thinking of me as one of your a-hole friends.
No, you're just saying you thought I was a dick move to change your birthday, which it is.
It is, kind of.
It is.
So someone who had a really bad week, because I guess everybody here had a reasonably good week, former WWE star X-Pac, he told TMZ that he lost so much blood after tearing his anus apart during a wrestling match in Minnesota that he nearly died. His real name is Sean Waltman, says he didn't notice the blood at first. He even finished the match, but during the after party, he felt something really wrong. Yeah, okay. He says he went to the bathroom and discovered an enormous pool of blood in his singlet. You'd think somebody would have pointed that out.
It didn't come out. I call a little bit of bullshit on this.
As TMZ reported, he underwent butthole surgery that night and was released Monday morning. It's called a sphincteroplasty. And don't Google it. They warn you don't Google it. I Googled it. Don't Google it. I mean, you can if you're into medical stuff, but it's not exciting video at all.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you just Google it?
No, I went looked at the article. I was reading the details of it.
Yeah, so it doesn't look like he does anything. It's nothing weird in terms of the wrestling match, but yeah.
It says you see Pac flying anus first into the steel turnbuckle. I've never seen the word anus first, I don't think.
Yeah, it's one of those things where someone is like lying in front of the bottom turnbuckle and he comes in and normally lands like on their chest.
Yeah.
And the person
what
moved.
Were those words? I didn't know what you're talking about.
Which part, anus or turnbuckle?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to send your anus into the turnbuckle.
Who's he wrestling with? I know it's not that relevant, but
I believe it was some former ECW guy. They're just doing independent circuit stuff.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, it's
So this wasn't even like a big money match or anything?
No. Well, these guys can make decent money doing independent wrestling where they're not part of like WWE or TNA. Yeah, TNA. So they just go and they get booked into different shows and they get, you know, maybe a couple $1,000 or whatever, depending on the size of the crowd for their show, which, you know, if you can make $5,000-$10,000 for wrestling one match, you do a couple a week, you can do okay for yourself. But
how much does it cost to repair your anus?
Well, I don't know.
To factor that in.
I don't know if Obamacare is going to cover that.
I just think it's kind of fun that if you do Google sphincteroplasty, the first hit is overlapping sphincteroplasty. Is it the standard of care from a government National Institutes of Health website?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's apparently still kind of an emerging field.
Sure.
Which is good.
It's an emerging field of anus.
Yeah, it's the next one. Actually, the next hit is anovaginal reconstruction with bilateral X-flaps. And that
X-flaps
hurts me more.
That could be Xbox's new name.
It sounds like science fiction.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like some bad news lady problems to me.
Bilateral X-flap fighters.
It probably has a lot to do with childbirth.
Yeah,
scary.
I would think so.
Terrifying.
Very terrifying. So Jim Carrey, speaking of scary and terrifying, Jim Carrey hit Funny or Die with a video called Cold Dead Hand this week. Let's take a little listen to that.
Some folks ride like the wind, with the whispering pines to guide them, and the burning light inside them keeps them warm in the snow. Others fear the sounds they hear make them deep.
So this is sort of a parody song, sort of satire, if you will, about the gun rights lobby. So we'll listen to it a little bit more here.
Long before they Charlton Heston movies are no longer in demand, and his immortal soul may lay forever in the sand. The angels wouldn't take him up to heaven like he planned, cause they couldn't pry that gun from his cold dead hand.
So you get the idea. He's sort of banging on Charlton Heston, which of course will upset some people because Charlton Heston's dead and he can't defend himself, not even with a gun, because it's in his cold, dead hand. One of the people very upset with him is Greg Gutfeld, who you might know from the Fox News program Red Eye, which I'm told is funny, although I've never seen it and laughed. just saying. He's also, I believe this is from a show that he does called The Five, which is on at 5 o'clock Eastern, and there's five people on it.
Wow, clever.
It's simple TV for simple people. And Greg Gutfeld is very, very upset with Jim Carrey.
Cold, dead hand is about you heartless mother, and then curse word. Unwilling to bend for the safety of our kids. Sorry if you're offended by the word safety. Greg, you're barely able to contain yourself.
He is probably the most...
By the way, the woman who introduced that, could she have less personality?
Is that the ex Gavin Newsom? Ex Mrs. Newsom?
I don't know.
Kimberly Guilfoyle? Let me see.
Oh. Yeah, you can see her right there.
Is she a Fox News fan? Friend?
Yes.
Really?
It
wow.
is Kimberly. She's not a fan. She went from court TV to
she
Fox
was
News.
So Gavin Newsom made her so angry that she went to the Republican side.
That's
wow.
I think she just went to the higher paying job.
That could be. But that was a tweet that Jim Carrey, she was reading his tweets that he used to explain the song. But let's listen to Greg Gutfeld.
Pathetic tool on the face of the earth, and I hope his career is dead, and I hope he ends up sleeping in a car the way his life began. This video only made me want to go out and buy a gun. He thinks this is biting satire, going after rural America and a dead man. Let's talk about Charlton Heston. Charlton Heston was one of the first actors to be behind the civil rights movement in March. What did this jackass Jim Carrey do? He was behind the anti-vaccine panic. There's 160,000 people that died from...
All right, let me just break that down a minute. He's talking about Jim Carrey's ex-wife, Jenny McCarthy, who said...
Ex-girlfriend.
They were never even married. Okay, sorry. Who said you shouldn't vaccinate your kids because it causes autism, which is stupid. But
I don't think he's recanted that position.
I don't. Well, I don't think
it's a fair hit. I'll allow it.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know that he's been that far behind it, but that's what he's referring to.
Measles last year, according to the World Health Organization, Jim Carrey has killed more people than all the rifles can combined.
Still fair?
No. That I will not allow.
Stinking coward. He's a moral coward. He did a video attack. He did a video attacking rural America. He wouldn't do a video about gangs, which kills way more people with handguns. He wouldn't do that because he's too worried about his career. He's such a pathetic, sad little freak. He's a gibbering mess. He's a modern bigot. He's a modern bigot.
What? How do you?
That's
jump
weird because really retro bigotry is so in
He's a bottomless pit
right
of insecurity, and the desire for acceptance is why he's doing this, because he knows in his heart that he's a fraud.
Oh, not the loudness, just the venom of it all.
Oh, well, we're done. Yeah, Ted
Ted's
took off
out.
His, Ted took off his headphones. I was like,
I can't listen to Fox News at any length, and that's why. There's just too much venom and anger oozing from them. It's not funny. It's just lie.
That was a minute and a half of anger. And again, that's what Fox News does. There is a target. There is a bit of truth in there, and then it goes. Jim Carrey is responsible for killing more people than all the guns.
He's a bigot.
What
said? Just rifles. I mean,
because his opinion stopped every person in the world from having access to a measles vaccine. I don't know.
Yeah, but
it is. I mean, he's I don't even like Jim Carrey. But.
Yeah, and he's Canadian too, so fuck him. sorry.
Oh, you're a bigot.
Blame
too.
Canada.
Yeah, go back to Canada, Jim Carrey. Hey. Go back to your GST and your PST and your PTSD and other things.
What's
that
happening? I lost.
I know. I'm just.
It's Canada.
I'm just throwing out letters. So
end them with an A, otherwise it doesn't make sense.
So apparently on Funny or Die, it's got a lot of funnies, but Greg Gutfeld wishes he'd die. So there you go.
He probably will die from measles anyway, or gun violence.
Ooh,
or either way,
could be. One never knows.
I never thought he was like super funny.
Nah. Well, he's had his moments.
I liked him in his later movies when he's dramatic more.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is phenomenal.
Oh, that is a really
a good one.
But I only like him when he's not being Jim Carrey.
See, yeah.
Like Liar was good because he wasn't really being. I don't do Ace Ventura and that crap.
Ace Ventura has its place, and it's every 4 or 5 years.
When you're super drunk or hungover.
Sometimes you're in the mood for stupidity, and when you're in the mood for stupidity, that's the thing.
You get it from
thing.
Night at the Roxbury, like most.
Oh, God,
oh,
that thing's awful.
What is love?
Not that movie.
No.
I don't know.
That's a great
movie. No.
Exactly.
It's a sound drop for no.
Yes, there is. There's one for.
No.
And.
Hooray!
Ouch.
Sorry.
Loud.
Yeah, I know. It's loud.
Yikes.
That's where we go. Hey, did everybody have a good Easter? Ted, good Easter?
Yeah, I went to...
Becca, good Easter?
Oh, we're not answering the question.
You're Jewish. I figured there wasn't much to it.
Hey, if I'm Jewish, it's mean I can't hang out with my girlfriend on Easter.
Well, I thought I'd let her tell the story.
Oh, well, wow.
We had a good Easter. Oh, gosh. It's actually kind of awkward to go with your Jewish boyfriend to Easter services because the whole time I'm like, is he having fun? I don't know. This is weird.
Fun isn't
you know?
The word.
No, it's not fun.
Well, can we talk about the Wednesday thing or no?
It's the like Good Friday?
No, the Good Friday thing. Was it Good Friday? No, the Wednesday night. Was it Wednesday or Friday? That, wow. Well, it was Friday. I'm sorry.
There is
I'm
no
Wednesday.
I was
there's
like,
no
shoot,
good Wednesday.
There's no Wednesday.
No.
There's Holy Thursday, Good Friday.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
Holy Saturday.
Yes. Oh, it's just I've seen reenactments of the crucifixion, like the classic versions of it, and it always makes you feel a little awkward because there seems to be a lot of blame
was there
placed on a group with which I affiliate.
Sure.
You know how it goes.
You mean because all the Jews voted to kill Jesus and release Barabbas?
All the Jews voted and the Romans couldn't do anything. He washed his hands of it. It was beyond his control. I was like, what? Mm-hmm.
But I don't get why people get mad. Like, if the Jews... the Jews didn't kill Jesus. But if the Jews hadn't killed Jesus, we wouldn't have a religion, right? I mean, he had to die.
Well, that's part of it. I mean,
so I don't really get why people are mad.
Also, all the people that didn't want Jesus to die were Jewish. And so was Jesus.
Right.
You know, there were some Jews voted to kill him, and a lot of...
Well, a majority did. I mean, that's how they...
Well, just kidding. Biblically speaking. I don't know. It's okay. Anyway, see, it gets awkward. This just in this room, it's awkward. Yeah. So
don't take...
I'm not
Jewish...
trying to make it... I don't think... I never understood that until quite recently, like the Jews killed... I don't know. That never felt like it was... It never seemed like Jew... That wasn't my takeaway.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. That wasn't my takeaway from going to church like Easter time.
No. That's not a Catholic. There's no Catholic church. It's like the Jews killed Jesus.
Didn't the Pope absolve us of that a while back?
Who knows?
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just.
Did you do any Easter egg hunt stuff with the little one this year?
We She went to a party on Friday at somebody's house and did an Easter egg hunt. And then there was one at a park by our house on Saturday, and we didn't make it because the kids were super tired because we spent all morning in Land Park. And then it was kind of rainy yesterday, so we just didn't do it.
I'm sorry.
Which really disappointed my nephew. Yeah.
Did you finish your story? I'm sorry. I need to cut you off.
Oh, no. I think the takeaway is just, a Good Friday service is not a good place to take your Jewish boyfriend for a date. It actually just put this sheen of awkwardness over Easter. But last night we had dinner with my family and that was fun.
Well, I have a quick question. Did your church do a reenactment of it, or was it Stations of the Cross kind of thing? Or
it was like a drama, reenactment with singing and stuff. And then later that lasts maybe 15 minutes. And then later there's sort of a more meditative part, which is the part that I like. And they have candles and they sort of read the last words of Jesus and then put the candles out one by one. And it's very poignant. You leave in darkness. And I don't know. I remember that part. And so I was like, well, Ted, let's go. And I just remembered the singing part as being cheesy, and I was like, Ted will probably think this is really dumb, but that's okay. But I just wasn't thinking about all the cultural baggage that goes along with it, and it ended up just being a terrible idea. We were like, why did we do this at all? We should have just stayed home and watched DVDs.
Well, speaking as someone who played Pontius Pilate in an Easter play when I was in junior high, I will say it was a masterful bit of scapegoating.
It's
I'm washing my hands, walking away, not in charge. It's fine. The reason
people do that, I think that's still still a common thing, right? Well, the people voted, marriage isn't for gays. The people.
I mentioned Easter because in Seattle they decided to change the name of the Easter egg hunt, and it's not in Seattle, but it's in one of the suburbs.
Easter egg hunts this weekend, or make that egg hunts in some places. A number of local cities have decided to take the word Easter out of the title. And come over as Denise Whitaker is here to explain. And people have some opinions about this one, Denise.
They absolutely do. And we can all think back to December, right, Mary? Did you say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays?
I said Merry Christmas.
See, so people have their opinions. They know exactly what they want to say exactly. Easter is much more significant celebration, however, for Christians than Christmas is. And removing that component upsets some people.
I'd say it's a tie.
3, 2, 1. It's an annual tradition. The Easter egg hunt. Kids of all ages work hard hunting down those eggs.
So I can eat some candy.
The White House has been hosting an Easter egg roll since 1878. And while they still call them Easter eggs, other cities like Edmonds removed that word. Now it's just an egg hunt.
Oh, I think they should call it Easter egg hunt. That's what.
Thanks, old lady.
I think people didn't notice Easter they took out the Easter until someone said, hey, they took out the Easter.
They keep changing the name.
It's an egg hunt.
It's frustrating.
The city of Edmonds says in the spirit of being inclusive of all citizens, it calls its event the Edmonds Egg Hunt.
I'm sorry.
I think that's for your people, Ted.
No, you see, that's the whole holiday tree thing. We know that it's an egg hunt. We know that it's for Easter, and that's fine.
Right.
Why? It's not inclusive.
Yeah, it commemorates when the giant bunny pushed the stone back from Jesus' tomb and left chicken eggs.
I love that story.
So, yeah, they've dropped the word Easter from the Easter egg hunt.
I think the whole, this I've noticed it more this year than any other year so far. The secularization of Easter, and it's just turned into a gift-giving holiday now. I don't know why. I mean, it was never Christmas was not long ago. Why do we have to be giving gifts and crap? It used to be a chocolate bunny. That's all I got was a bunny and some jelly beans wrapped up in a pretty basket, but that was about it. But now, I mean, you look at the ads. I'm supposed to be getting my kid toys and DVDs and games, and no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, it's become everything's become a gift giving holiday because you should buy more stuff.
Yeah, I guess so.
Support the machine is what they like to say. I don't know. I thought it was weird because I'm like, really, you're going to take the Easter out of Easter egg hunt? I mean, that it seemed really odd to me.
I think it goes hand in hand with secularization of Christmas too. There's plenty of non-Christians who celebrate the hell out of Christmas.
Yeah, and
I had several Muslim friends who had pictures of their kids doing egg hunts this weekend on Facebook. It's fun. The other kids are doing it. Why not? Let's go eat some candy and find some eggs. It's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, but what's the harm of having the word egg in there?
Easter?
Yeah, Easter egg hunt. Yeah.
What? Egg's Sorry. Offensive to vegans, and a hunt is offensive to pacifists, so it should be an ovular search party.
An ovular search party. Hey, kids, who wants to form an ovular search party? Sounds like a female issue.
A hoot and a half. A female issue.
It's a female issue. Speaking of Jesus and stuff like that, Birmingham, Alabama is home to a very controversial billboard outside a strip club. We go down to Fox News 6 in Birmingham to explain.
With a billboard grabbing attention in northwest Birmingham. You can see its message says, strip for me. Here's the part that got our attention, though. A church paid for that sign. Thanks for joining us. I'm Beth Shelburne.
I'm Jonathan Hardison, in for Steve Crocker. New at 9, the Rock Church says this billboard is doing what it's supposed to do. It grabs people's attention. It got ours, making patrons of a local strip club think twice about how they're about to spend their money. Fox 6 News reporter Sharia Harris is live in our newsroom with more. Sharia, grabbed our attention, didn't it?
Absolutely, and this is the message from the pastor of the Rock Church. Instead of spending your money in the strip club, spend it in a way that will better yourself and your family, specifically your son. The church is using the billboard to change lives of black men in the Birmingham area.
Strip for me in big letters is seen on this billboard with Hebrews 12:1 in smaller letters. The Rock Church in Birmingham bought the billboard, and it gets better. The sign is located right above a strip club, the Palace Gentlemen's Club on 3rd Avenue West. We asked people what they thought about this.
I'm like, oh, all right, it's just a strip club sign or some like kind of silly slogan to get people to come in. I would have never pegged it for anything church related.
Your first thought is just, it's really inappropriate.
Mike McClure Jr., pastor of the Rock Church, expected some negativity from the billboard, but he doesn't care. He says the church is trying to change lives of men in the city.
So we strategically picked the strip club because we want the brothers who are walking in and the sisters who are going to work to know, no, God has a greater call for your life.
McClure says the religious message is clear in the scripture on the billboard.
If they go to the Bible verse, the scripture says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witness, here comes Sharia, strip off every weight and sin that slows us down. Maybe your life is moving slow because of some stuff you still need to strip off. And I'm trying to get our city, strip off drug selling, strip off foolishness, strip off all this clubbing, strip off all the sin that's in your life.
So that's the message. So it's causing a little bit of a hubbub in Birmingham. But I thought it was kind of interesting. My first thought before I heard him and his explanation of it, I'm like, oh, what is that? I mean, it's just, okay, I get it. You're targeting people who are going to a strip club because they're sinners, blah, 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 blah. And then when I actually heard his message, I'm like, wow, that makes a lot of sense.
It's true.
It is. I mean, I haven't been in a strip club in a while, and I have nothing against strip clubs at all. If you want to go, great, but I just thought it was interesting. Yeah, if you've got a bunch of kids at home that you're struggling to support, probably you shouldn't be dropping a hundy in a strip club. Just a crazy thought.
Except that maybe you have a bunch of kids at home, and then you have to strip at the strip club to pay for them, and then it's some circle of kid support.
Oh. Well, yeah, but he's trying to... I understand...
I don't know. That was no real greater point there.
I mean, he's... Yeah, sure. Well, if you want to go hang out with single moms, go to the strip club, because
sadness.
Yeah, it's true. I have a cousin who goes to strip clubs with his wife, and if you go with your significant other, then you end up having conversations with the strippers about stuff, and then they overshare about things, and it's like, you know, if that it's sort of like going to the coffee shop if the people at the coffee shop were nude.
Yeah. Didn't we have a story about that? That's a thing at a coffee shop, right?
Yeah, but they don't talk. They just hand you your coffee and send you on your way with a smile.
They're in a hut.
Yeah.
So, which is better, though? Like, if you're married to someone, a woman who doesn't want you to go to a strip club without her, is it better to just never go for the rest of your life or to go with your wife and learn a little bit more about each of the ladies that you're working with?
Well, for me, I think it would kind of defeat the whole point of going to the strip club. Although, I've completely lost the desire to go to strip clubs because... I've reached a point in my life where if you're going to unholster them, you better be prepared to use them, is what I'm going
to
say.
So what, feed a child?
No. You know what I mean.
No, but I mean, breasts are used for...
Well, you unholster functions. More than that. It's true. They're multifunction.
Oh, like a full nude strip?
Yeah. Anything like that.
You can't drink at those.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. Because nobody drinks out in the parking lot before they go in. And I need to, and here's the other thing. I need to be so obliterated before I look at naked women, I want them to be blurry. Oh my God, that's the best thing ever. Blurry naked women. I don't know. Ted, have you frequented a strip club in your life at any point?
I've been to a couple of strip clubs. I'm just not a fan of them. I don't know. I
cannot imagine you being comfortable there.
Yeah. I get this feeling that when the women pay attention to me, it's just so I'll give them money and not because they care about me. And that makes me sad.
You get that feeling, do you?
Not for the love of their art.
No, they don't want to get to know me as a person. They want to just... I don't know.
Becca, have you ever been in a strip club?
I have, actually. I had to do a story back when I was a journalist. So I went with like a bunch of people from work, which is like a weird thing,
yeah,
right? Like
is.
We're all going to go to the strip club. And it was all a group of ladies because everybody else just kind of wanted to go and see what it was like. So we all went together. Like, and that was like a buzzkill, I'm sure, for all the men in there, like five women kind of like, hee-hee, we're on a, you know, expedition. Yeah. And it actually something, so I was like, well, I have to make something happen in this story of some sort, you know, so I have something to write about. And so, I was like, okay, I'm going to get dollars and go up to the front. And I was sitting with a friend and the stripper came up to her first and was like, put the dollar in your bra, right? And so my friend's like, okay. And she was wearing like a low cut shirt and the stripper like crawled forward and like pulled it out with her teeth, you know? And then she looks at me and she's like, put the dollar in your, you know? And I was like, I have a t-shirt, I'm not, and at the point, and I actually was not wearing a bra, and so
hey
I was
now.
Like, I know, I did not wear a bra through much of my 20s, it goes with the whole vegan thing.
And wow. We'll get to that in a minute, go on with your story.
And just, you know, a hippie, not, you know, but so the lady was like, oh, and you know, and she crawled over to me and I was like, you can just have the dollar. I don't know what to do, you know? And the lady was like, she was like, oh, I can't believe I'm telling the story. Although it is in print, so I guess it's not a secret. And she's like, you know, you look like you have really nice breasts. Can I see them? And I was like, okay. And I thought she was just going to kind of like peek under my t-shirt or something. And she grabbed it and got it totally off my body in like 10 seconds, not even 10 seconds, like 1 second, like before I even knew what happened, it was just like, boom, gone. And then she just like hightails it to the other side of the stage and like climbs up a pole. And I am just sitting there.
With your shirt?
With no shirt, completely topless. Just sitting there.
Wow. Did somebody give you dollars? That would have been a good outcome.
Because everybody was looking at me and instead of just being like, woo, I'm Girls Gone Wild, I was totally just like, oh my God, I want my shirt back, you know? Just like all sad and... You know, there were like, my intern was there, you know, like, yeah.
That's horrible.
It was not good at all. But I wrote the story, turned it in. And then at that point, I was pretty new at this newspaper. And the owner of the paper the next week came to my office and was like, or my office, I didn't even have an office, a cubicle. And he was like, you know, that was really courageous. Like, how long have you been working here? Blah, blah, blah. And so that was what, like, put me on, like, the president of the company's radar was,
wow.
Like, I accidentally showed my boobs at the strip club in Rancho Cordova. Yeah.
That was really brave of you.
Yeah, it was really brave of you.
It was so courageous. Yeah.
Wow. Notes to self, wear a bra when you go.
For real. Well, now
I didn't wear a bra through a lot of my 20s either.
Yeah, right?
I was thinner.
You don't have to.
And gravity's different.
Right.
And it's more comfortable that way.
Right.
My favorite part of the story was where she ran away and climbed a pole.
Yeah. It's like when your cat gets something and you need it back.
It was like a giant game of keep away.
Yeah. It was exactly like that. And I was just mortified. She eventually gave it back to me. You know, she kind of danced her way over and like tossed it in my lap and, you know, and kept going down the line. But
yowza.
Yeah, no, her half of it was sexy. My half of it was just like, oh my God, what is happening?
And how was work the next day with your other coworkers who were there?
I believe,
did you like cover? I mean, were you like this right away?
I think so. Yeah, I think I was just like, and like, of course, all the like,
they're doing the cross the arms in front of the chest, by the way.
Yeah, and no, and all the client people were looking at me, and yeah, no, it was not good. We did it on a weekend, so I think I had like a day or two like to recover from the shame hangover, you know. And none of the ladies, they all said, we felt so bad for you. You looked so awkward, you know. Oh. Yeah. So
that could be the best story I've ever heard on this show. Really could be.
Really,
really could be. I'm not even going to ask. We're going to move on from there because we're not going to top it.
Oh.
I was going to ask if you'd been to a strip club.
I haven't, so it would have been a short answer.
Kate Upton, Have you guys heard about this whole Kate Upton thing where this weird nerdy kid from L.A. asked her to the prom? And
saw it on the Today Show.
And she's like, I have to check my schedule. She still hasn't gotten back to him.
Yeah, she doesn't want to go.
Yeah, of course not. I have
just
to
say no.
I have to check my schedule is code for I don't want to tell you no on national TV because would make me.
On TV. Yikes.
Yeah, on the Today Show.
Way to put her in.
Like he put her on. He did it on Twitter and then the Today Show had him on and they got her on the phone.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise. It's the Today Show. We got somebody who has a question for you. I have to check my schedule. Anyway, Kate Upton is in a sexy new Gillette advert. That's how you know it's from Britain. It's called an advert.
It's the best a man can get.
She talks about the importance of men grooming. So let's take a listen to that.
I wouldn't date a guy who had grooming problems, so no. Boop.
Oh, God, that's not attractive.
How important is it for a guy to groom down there?
Very important.
No. Wow. Really?
So that's there's another video where she offers to lend a hand to men who can't handle a razor.
She's that a bit? I mean, is she doing a bit? Is
yeah,
she trying
I think,
to look
I
like
think.
A like a like I'm a model stereotype of a
Well, you have to remember she's 19. And she's like a 19-year-old blonde with big boobs. There's only so much you can expect from her. I'm just saying. She's not in Princeton. She's a model. Okay? If she were a freshman at Princeton, you might go, oh, okay, well, there's something. But, you know, she's been on Sports Illustrated cover twice.
And almost died.
Yeah, in Antarctica. It would have been a bad thing. But, yeah, she wants a... And it's really interesting because they say grooming. There's a difference between grooming and taking it all off.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same. You know, there's you know, wild Mandingo man bush going on.
Mandingo.
Yeah. I don't know if that's an offensive term or not, but either way.
I was thinking of manding.
I have no idea. So if you're offended, I'm sorry. But yeah, you don't want the crazy man bush down there. I mean, I think the rule of thumb is if it's longer than your unit, you need to trim it back.
Does that happen?
It could. I don't know why it couldn't.
Or Mr. 5 centimeters?
Yes, Mr. 5 centimeters. You could very easily.
So I dated a guy once who did a lot of manscaping, like the whole body, like shaved his chest and everything, which is okay, I guess, if you keep it. I mean, if you're shaving every day or do something, because otherwise when it starts to grow back, that shit burns if there's any kind of, you know, body-to-body contact.
Mm-hmm.
That's not pleasant. It's not sexy. Just keep the hair. That's I'm fine with that. Just that's cool. Have a hairy chest. Don't have a spiky chest.
Yeah. As a hairy dude, I will say this. I do trim to keep the length of it down to a manageable pace or a manageable length because it just goes crazy. It just goes absolutely crazy. And you'll see every now and then you'll see old dudes who don't do any of that. And they've got what looks like a gorilla suit on coming out from underneath their shirt. Mm. And I never want to be that guy. So there's something to be said for keeping the length of something down. You don't have to like completely shave your chest or whatever. So yeah, that's Kate Upton's thing. She likes a man who's very well groomed.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Whoa. All right, up first in cooler tool this week, generic egg hunts, Ted.
That's so tool. Stop. It's an Easter egg hunt. We're not fooling anyone. You're not including anyone either.
Becca.
I say cool. I'm not really clear what egg hens have to do with the Christian part of Easter anyway, and I want everyone to feel welcome to come and get candy.
Christiana.
I would say I'm going to co-sign both of the previous answers because it is cool because of candy, but if I put on an attorney hat, I'd say cool still because somebody's going to sue a city and be like, separation of church and state, so... It's probably risk management, a good thing to do.
Yeah, it's kind of tool. I mean, who cares? It's an all-inclusive... I mean,
the ACLU often cares.
I know. They care about a lot of things they shouldn't. It's an egg hunt based around Easter. That's like saying two for Tuesday.
I'm going to have mine in August.
Yeah, you can then you can call it an egg hunt or whatever you like. So it's kind of a tool thing. The billboard minister in Alabama, Christiana, cooler tool for that guy.
Cool, because I don't like strip clubs.
Ted, what do you think?
I thought it was cool. I agree with you. I liked his explanation. And I mean, I just like when people can actually make sense of some of the old writings in the Old and New Testament to make it more meaningful. So I say cool to him for trying.
Mm-hmm. Becca?
Yeah, I agree. He was persuasive.
I'm going to go cool too. He did take the quote a little bit and hack it up, but I mean, people do that. But the message is a good one to get out there, that like, hey, maybe instead of spending all your money in the titty bar, you could go home and look at internet porn and buy your kids shoes. Ooh. I think that's fair, so that's cool. And finally, in cooler tool, Kate Upton. Becca, let's start with you. just Kate Upton.
I always get Kate Upton confused with Kate Middleton, and then I get confused by every one of the stories. Like, why is Kate Middleton in a swimsuit? Why is she talking about public grooming? So I'm going to call myself a tool for not being able to keep them apart.
Ooh, well
tell
played.
Them apart. Yeah.
Ted, what do you think?
Oh, man. In general, I guess I'll say she's cool. I like that she was able to get all in the Antarctic and get all stripped down, even though it was a bad idea. But, you know, she's just doing her thing for this commercial. She's 19. Whatever.
Exactly. Christiana?
Tool on the grooming thing, because I think her doing that just somehow also reinforces that women must achieve some kind of standard of they have to be hairless and men have to be hairless. Never has to be hairless at all times. And
I
don't have to.
I don't.
I choose my choice.
That's
Tool.
Fine. That's fine. I think she's cool, and I think they sort of blur the line by saying they say grooming, but they sort of make it to be like, oh, completely hairless, and it's not the same thing. And I like Kate Upton. I think she's doing great things for herself business wise. So girl power. she does have a terrible laugh.
Sorry.
Oh, Christiana's face just then. We really need to get a Christiana expression cam in here so you can see.
Was it disgust or horror?
It was like, just this no. Like gentle head shaking, like, oh, no.
Like I don't understand what girl power really means.
Brandishing your boobs for money isn't girl power?
Like, I think it's
only if done in journalistic pursuit.
I say anything that a woman uses to further her career in a positive manner is girl power, as long as she's the one who's controlling how she does it.
I think the positive manner.
But is it her society and culturization?
Like, you can't even finish your own feminist argument.
I got
nothing.
I'm tired.
Turn it to Jackie Mason in the middle of that.
Oh,
no, I'm talking about it. So let's go to the world of education, where in Idaho, a teacher is being investigated for saying vagina during a biology lesson. I found that odd because that would be the place where I'd think you'd say it. A high school science teacher under investigation by Idaho's Professional Standards Commission because he reportedly used the word vagina during a biology lesson. His name's Tim McDaniel. He teaches 10th grade science, and he told the Twin Falls Times News that four parents were upset when they learned that his lesson included the word vagina and information about the biology behind the female orgasm. That's it. That's it. It wasn't the word
we
vagina.
We don't talk about the devil's gulch or the mythical beast known as the orgasm.
You just answered my question, because I was thinking 10th grade, what is he supposed to be like? And the hoo-hoo and ding dong, you know, like what is he supposed to say? That's a clinical term.
Right.
Nothing. You wait until Jesus tells it to you in
Yeah,
dream.
Their whole thing is don't tell our girls that they can have an orgasm, because then they're going to want to do it. He said, I teach straight out of the textbook. I don't include anything that the textbook doesn't mention. Well, that'll go well. He hasn't been to Texas, has he? He said, but I give every student the option not to attend this class when I teach on the reproductive system if they don't feel comfortable with the material. Yeah, but it's not them, it's their parents. According to students who have set up a Facebook page to, quote, save the science teacher, certain parents may have a political agenda. What?
No.
66% of churchgoers in Lincoln County, where he's located, are affiliated with the Mormons LDS Church, according to a 2002 research study. There are people in the community that are trying to get rid of Mr. McDaniel, firing for teaching the reproductive system, climate change, and several other science subjects. That's what the students wrote. All these subjects were taught from the book, and in good taste, he cares for his students and then goes the extra mile to help them all. Now it's time for us to help by supporting him.
You're here.
Seriously, please stop. Please stop your bullshit hiding behind religion to go, oh, you science bad. Don't teach our kids about that. If you don't want your kids to learn science, homeschool them.
You're here.
Well, you know, I mean, the truth is there has not been any conclusive research to show the existence
of the female orgasm. Yeah. So. Are you saying it's the big lie?
I think it's a conspiracy by the teenage boys who were like, let's just say it doesn't exist. Then we won't be required to provide one. And the girls won't know that they're missing anything.
Well, one could argue that you're responsible for your own pleasure.
It's true.
You could argue that. I don't know if you'd be successful.
Or get much action.
Well, I mean, yeah, at a certain point, that argument's going to fall on deaf ears, so to speak. You know, I like to think that women are better than men, and then I read things like this. Police in South Carolina say a woman stabbed her boyfriend, then threw his prosthetic leg in the yard to prevent him from chasing her. Greenwood police say 48-year-old Michelle Thomas called them Monday night and said she grabbed a knife and stabbed her boyfriend after he hit her. Well, he shouldn't have done that. Thomas said she
swung. Did he have his rings on?
It doesn't say. She swung the knife at him, pulled off his prosthetic leg, and tossed it in a spare leg out the door before calling police.
And a spare? Why are you saying that she's not? I mean, I think that's pretty damn savvy.
Agreed.
Authorities said the boyfriend told them Thomas had attacked him for no reason. He was treated at a hospital for cuts to his hands and leg. She's been charged with aggravated criminal domestic violence and has been released from jail. She declined to comment on her case when reached by phone. Normally, if a claim like that was made and there was any evidence that he had hit her, there would be some sort of charges against him, too. But sometimes women are just as bad as men, and sometimes worse. Sometimes they do terrible things together. In England, like having sex in a McDonald's bathroom? That's right. Shocked mums walked into the ladies' loo with their kids only to find a man and a woman having sex on the floor around 5:30 in the afternoon.
Gross. Why? Is there no place else in England to have sex? A
42-year-old mother of two said people had gone in and started coming back from the toilet with a horrified look on their faces. My daughter went in herself and she told me they were at it on the floor. The couple, said to be in their late 30s, were smiling as they walked into the restaurant. Well, yeah, they were. The mother added, they should be absolutely disgusted with themselves for doing it in McDonald's, of all places. It's a kid's restaurant, for heaven's sakes. If it had been an adult restaurant, it wouldn't have been so bad.
What? Yes, it would have.
What qualifies? I mean, like on a scale of like you got McDonald's, you got your Applebee's, your Chili's, your Chevy's, your Macaroni Grill. Probably Macaroni Grill like a Ruth's Chris, maybe. That's a very adult restaurant.
A steakhouse, sure.
Like Morton's, steakhouse, maybe.
Sizzler.
Yeah, you couldn't do it at the Olive Garden because when you're there, your family.
shouldn't
be doing that with your family. Seriously. Yeah.
But why not like in a stall? It's the on the floor part.
Plus,
really,
have you
like,
seen those floors?
Bathroom. Yeah.
Aren't they cleaner in England?
Oh.
No, I really don't think so.
Not a children's public bathroom floor? Just, no.
Well, no, it's just a regular bathroom. It's not a children's bathroom. It's just a bathroom.
But my point is, I don't know, with the whole family, like, think the aim might be
I think it's McDonald's fault because they took out all those like little carousels and stuff, which would be where the couple really right. would have probably done it.
In the ball pit.
No one could tell
Wink.
What we're doing.
That was the ballroom. But doesn't know what a lock is? I don't know. Can't you lock a door before you start doing it? Maybe they want to be caught.
Maybe they wanted to be caught. Yeah,
I don't think they cared. And this, I don't know if this is an April Fool's joke or not. I leave it up to you. This from WTAM, which I believe is in Cleveland. A new addition to the Why Has No One Thought of This Before file. J&D's Foods has launched bacon condoms and bacon sunscreen. It's the world's first bacon-scented sunscreen and bacon-looking and tasting condom.
Too much.
According to the new release from them, it's the standard of animal protein-themed prophylactics.
Disgusting.
Ooh. Yeah, and then you put it on top of a cupcake and put some glasses on it and serve it from a fucking food truck. Enough with bacon.
Thank you. Too much bacon. What is the deal with bacon?
Plus, you don't want bacon. I mean, even if you think bacon smells good, do you want it mixing with the smell of...
No. What? I don't, anything. All those products that are like tingly or scented or whatever. I don't want that anywhere near where it's manufactured to go because it just sounds like you're going to end up with a bad infection.
A bacon smelling yeast infection.
I don't want anything tingling down there. Oh my God, maybe you get like a bacon McMuffin though if it's like a yeast infection.
Oh, bacon McMuffin.
Or that, super gross.
That's fantastic.
I apologize, Mom.
That new Carl's Jr. double bacon sandwich they have with bacon and Canadian bacon. Yeah, I saw that and I'm like, okay, well, that might make sense if you're just using it for oral sex. You want to have the bacon taste, I guess. But
no, nothing's really gonna make that much better. Like if you're doing a condom, like condoms don't taste good, and no matter what flavor you put on it, it's still gonna taste like condom. You know,
it's like latex.
Yeah, it's still gonna taste like latex.
Yeah,
just wrap it with real bacon if you want bacon.
Yeah, I don't know that will have the cooked or raw
bacon.
I don't know. I don't eat bacon.
Okay.
You'd have to do it raw, because unless it wasn't cooked very well, because how would you wrap crispy bacon? It would just crumble.
All right.
That's true.
I didn't think my plan through. I got it.
Yeah. we're here to work out the details for you, Jeff.
We'll hammer it out. Yeah. We can have some vegan bacon. No,
I'm already thinking about how you could do that.
Tempest strips if you're Becca.
That's what I love about you, because no matter how ridiculous the concept, you're always like, how could we make this plausible?
Right. Because you'd cook the bacon around something else, like a bacon wrapped shrimp, and then pop the shrimp out, and then you have like a little napkin ring kind of thing.
Yeah.
And slip. Oh, like a cock ring, but yeah, a bacon. Yeah.
A bacon cock ring.
Now, see, bacon cock ring makes more sense.
It does.
Sure it does. All right, it's time for a new segment on the show that I like to call Florida Corner.
Florida's the worst state in the union?
I found these. Someone pointed out to me on Twitter, there's someone called Florida Man and Florida Woman. So we're going to have a story from Florida Man and from Florida Woman. The first one, Florida Man burns paper towels, tries to flee on skateboard. A 24-year-old Crestview man accused of going into a public bathroom, setting a fire to a batch of paper towels, then trying to flee lawmen on a skateboard.
Brilliant.
Oh, and he had marijuana in his pocket.
Florida man's cousin is Area Man, who's in every Onion article, right?
It is. The incident took place at Twins Hills Park. A former state forestry official walked into the men's room and saw Levi Seth Merritt crouched near a partition separating a urinal and the sink. On the floor were burned paper towels. The official said Merritt stood up quickly, threw the paper towels in the trash, washed his hands, and left the room. When they tried to stop him, he allegedly hopped aboard a skateboard and tried to flee.
Brilliant.
They managed to catch him. Who knew? So that's what Florida man's been up to this week. Florida woman, on the other hand, stripper in Jensen Beach, says neighbors are anuses. They edited this, by the way. A 29-year-old woman who said she's a stripper was arrested after saying she yelled across the street because the people there are rectal orifices. The St. Lucie County Sheriff's deputies went to the area in Jensen Beach after a report of a woman in her underwear yelling profanities at a neighbor. Well, where doesn't that happen? They found Lisa Marie Paris, who's 29, in an underwear-like or bikini dress, drinking Michelob Ultra at the end of a driveway.
This report brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
What is an underwear-like bikini dress?
That's a cop trying to write a report.
Yeah. Okay. It's cop top.
Wait, so the cop couldn't put anus in his report? He had to put a rectal orifice?
That's the newspaper.
Well, the headline says anus in it.
Well, yeah. It's different, I guess. I don't know.
Using the thesaurus.
The deputy told her to put down the beer. She said she was wearing a bikini. She also said she'd been yelling across the street because the folks there are rectal orifices. That's from the affidavit. When a deputy tried to get more information, she said she's a stripper and wanted to make me her witness. She put her hands on the deputy's shoulder and told her that she shouldn't touch him. Described as obviously intoxicated, she tried to explain she faces trespassing charges because of her neighbors. She also thought her landlord stole cash from her bedroom. Obviously, as a stripper, you'd have a bunch of ones lying around. She said people across the street are rectal orifices and are fornicated up.
Oh, gravy.
And while many people enjoy drinking beer in their skivvies, not so many do so at the end of their driveway while accusing neighbors of being rectal orifices and fornicated up. So
someone did not edit this article very well.
That's what, Florida reporter is not necessarily the best writer.
Very important that you know exactly where she lives twice in the same article.
And that she said fornicated up twice in
succession. Yeah, well,
that's the famous hourglass version of writing, right? Like reverse pyramid, but then you just go ahead and build it back up again at the bottom and put the lead at the bottom too.
I don't know either.
Does that exist?
Becca?
No, there's the pyramid.
I know.
Start broad and get narrow. But
I never learned
but
the
it seems
hourglass.
Like, no, either. I know, but it's that article like repeated the lead at the bottom. So I was just like, whoosh.
Yeah, well.
Why did they put her address? That's weird.
Well, it's in a block, isn't it? Or is it the exact address?
Excuse me.
Okay. I've moved on.
You're right. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, just drive down the block, look for the lady in her underwear yelling anuses across the street.
Bottles of Michelob Ultra in the drive.
You'll find her. And if you need underwear to yell anuses at your neighbor's end, you can get it at Amazon. If you're going to do that, please click through NateDarlingShow.com. It's a cheap way to get stuff, and it doesn't cost you anything extra, actually, to get to Amazon through us. It does help out the show. Helps us do two shows a week. We want to get new equipment in here, man.
I bought stuff through Amazon just this week.
And I did as well. I've bought a couple of things. The DVD of Ted.
I got boob stuff.
Not me. Oh.
What? Say no. Oh, okay. I know what you got.
It's a gift. It's a baby shower gift.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a boob stuff.
Yeah. So with Easter's past, but you've got Mother's Day coming up. You've got graduation time is coming up. You've got
Rob's birthday is April 17th.
Rob's birthday is coming up. Isn't that a national holiday in England?
It is.
Okay. You can celebrate that way. And so if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, please go to NateDarlingShow.com and click through us because it does help us out and makes a difference in the show. And I also, because I don't get to do this very often, I want to do this. I want to thank our friends at Huge Entertainment. That's H-U-G Entertainment. You can find them under our sponsor tab. My friend Pat, who is the head of Huge Entertainment, makes it possible for us to do the show because the microphones that everybody but me is talking into, those are his.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Mic stands, so you don't have to hold them. Those are all thanks to the people over there. So,
Life's easier.
Help them out. Want to mention also, real quick before we get to small town news, the Milky Way Improv Fest is going on this weekend in Roseville. Our friend Paul Burke putting that on. And this was kind of interesting. I found out that every show is free now.
Wow.
Yeah, he made it free. Amazing. You can buy premium tickets, like
right. If you're going
guaranteed front row seating or something.
But. Yeah, if you want to be guaranteed a seat, you can still buy tickets. But if you're like, I'm cheap and I don't want to pay any money, but I want to go see lots of improv, you can go and it'll be first come, first served for all the shows. So you can Google Milky Way. Milky Way Improv Fest or something like that. I'll put it in the show description. It'll be fine.
Come on, people. Learn how to Google.
Actually, I already put it on our Facebook page. So like us on Facebook and you can find out where all that is, where you can get your free improv stuff. So that's the plugs for this show. Just wanted to get those out of the way because now it's time to do the last part of the show that we have to do so we can wrap it up.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
There we go. Yeah, that's better.
Small town news.
This isn't really news, but it's in the Press Republican newspaper in Plattsburgh, so I guess it's news if it's in the newspaper. It's a section called Speak Out, where people can just call in and leave a message about things that are bugging them.
Well, what that is. They have people call in and like transcribe them.
Yeah. First one is called Offenders. No sex offenders at campground law. Again, a seemingly good idea that went all wrong. Let's limit their liberties even more. How about a movie theater, the mall, baseball or hockey games? Parents need to do their jobs. Sign sex offender. The next one's titled Windows. Driving on/over the center line and failing to clean the snow off windows should get some remedial training for the offender. If you can't see where you're going and you think the middle of the road is a safe place, then you're dangerous.
Signed, a person who had that encounter with their neighbor again this morning.
Right. Yeah, for anybody in California who's wondering, if it snows a lot, sometimes people are too lazy to brush all of the snow off their car, and so they just let it fly off when they're driving down the road, which is a bad idea. Just saying.
Little snow is dumb.
I've learned a lot.
The next thing is titled Charity. A driver ahead of me paid for my coffee order at Dunkin' the other day. If you wish to do a good deed, give to a legitimate needy charity. I made $140,000 last year. Thanks anyway.
Okay, this one pissed me off so much.
Yeah.
Someone's like doing a nice, compassionate thing.
That's just a little nicety.
Yeah.
A little kindness. That's all.
I didn't know you made $140,000 last year.
I have this guy turn around and was like, I'm going to cut my charity donation because these assholes in the world do it wrong.
Right.
So, yeah, anybody can call in and leave these. This one's called Arms.
We should all do it. What's the number? We should. Why are these idiots can just say things online?
Who thinks their friends have an hour a week to listen to them?
I like the strangers listen. The next one's called Arms. When the Second Amendment passed in 1791, arms were single-shot muskets that had to be manually loaded with powder and a ball for each shot. Our founding fathers couldn't foresee today's carnage.
Well, that's true.
It's fair,
that's
but
true.
It's true. Next, cats. I am feeding feral cats. I am also live trapping, spaying, neutering, releasing, supplying shelters, and teaching my children to be stewards of the environment and care for all of God's creatures. What are you doing to help with the cat problem?
Not grabbing them and cutting off their balls in my driveway.
I love when high and mighty person writes in. Next one's called Breaks. Companies set policies so employees will not take extra breaks. One more time. Company sets policies so employees will not take extra breaks, arrive on time. But the ones who do not follow these rules are the supervisors and managers.
Whoever called in left the actual name of the company.
Right.
They're pissed. And the paper was like, we'll just put company.
And finally, grandparents. I spoke to my in-laws about their inability to be good grandparents.
What?
I made attempts for years to help them, but to no avail. Their answer was spending thousands on Christmas and birthday gifts that were opened without them.
What does that mean?
That's sad.
I think what they mean is grandparents are trying to buy the kids love and don't want to spend time with grandkids. That's okay. What I'm gleaning from it.
This has to be the worst job, answering this phone machine and listening to these rambling messages.
I'm sorry. You submit it online. They have a speak out submission form, no more than 50 words. So you must tell people why you're angry in 50 words.
I need this to be a regular feature. I really enjoyed those little blurbs.
Yeah, we'll hit those every now and again. It's tough to find them, but so that's it for Small Town News, and that's it for another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you to everybody for listening. We have another show for you Friday morning when you roll out of the rack to enjoy, or you can save it for the weekend, whatever you like.
Or both.
Yeah, whatever. Listen to it again. It's free. Cool. Download it as many times as you want, because we'll be here for you. All right, everybody, have a good one. We'll see you later. Visit.